Hey, everybody. Welcome to Best Show Bests, the best of the best show. And you can find out more about the best show over at thebestshow.net. It airs live every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Standard Time. And if you're new to the program, this show, these are little bite-sized bits and greatest hits type samples of what we do every week. So if you like this, maybe you check out the full show. And if you want to support The Best Show, we have a Patreon set up over at patreon.com/thebestshow. That is how you support the program. It is listener-sponsored now, and you give what you can, and we appreciate it. And there are prizes and benefits at all different levels of giving. So again, go to patreon.com/thebestshow and support the show. And now please, without further ado, check out this episode of Best Show Bests. Best Show, you're on the air.
What the hell did you think you were doing?
Hey, who is this?
Don't play dumb with me, baby brother.
Oh, okay, baby brother. Is this Ron?
It's Ron! You bet your sweet pale hiney it's Ron.
Yeah, Ron. This is my brother, Ron. I gotta say, not into the edge in your voice. You're my big brother, and you and I have had a pretty contentious relationship for a long time, and you've been doing a bunch of things that I feel that I am definitely not into, and you've always managed to kind of usurp my stuff and to...
What?
Yeah. What?
I don't agree with that at all.
Oh, you don't?
I'm paving my own way, as I always have.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You're paving your own way.
Absolutely. I'm a paver of greatness.
A paver of greatness.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, you've been a paver of misery for me a bunch of times, and also very recently you were a paver of nothing but misery. Yeah, that's it. That's what I get.
How so?
Yeah, I think you know what I'm talking about.
I don't know.
Yeah.
What
are you doing? Yeah. Well, Ron, you just take. And you took, you know?
Are you talking about the New Year's Day party? Because that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Where you screwed me over.
Oh, I screwed you over at it?
Oh, yeah.
Please, by all means, let me hear how I screwed you over at the New Year's Day, which I was talking about.
Okay, well, yeah. Look, I'm the comedy star in this family, right?
Uh-huh.
And when I start cracking wise, your job is to support me and be the straight man. You steamrolled me in the middle of my joke. Mm-hmm. You hijacked it, and then you drove it over the state line like so much borax soap.
Uh-huh. Wait, what is that? That is maybe the weirdest analogy I've ever heard. It's, you're what? It sounds like somebody is steamrolling, you said, then hijacking.
Yes.
Then driving it
over the state line like so much borax. You never heard that before?
What is that? So somebody's driving borax soap over state lines?
Yes, ill-gotten borax.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
I've never heard anything about that.
Oh, yeah, I've heard a lot.
Ill-gotten borax.
Yep.
That is, well, you know, goes with the territory for not making sense, because you're talking about how you're this big comedy star of the family.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, you weren't making sense.
How so?
Well, the joke you were telling, what you're talking about, the one about if Steve Harvey was announcing the winner of this year's election.
Yes.
Yeah. And then you started doing an impression that I think was, I don't even know, God knows what it was supposed to be, but it sounded like it was, I think it was supposed to be Wolf Blitzer, but it sounded much more like Dracula.
It was Dracula, you comedy dummy yummy.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Well, I don't get why you would do what was supposed to be Wolf Blitzer as Dracula.
All right, well, check this out.
Uh-huh.
All right, I'm going to submit some stuff to Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah?
Yeah, check this out. You ready?
Okay.
All right, this is for his monologue. Hey, everyone, have you heard about this 2016 election? What a mess. What an effing mess. How about these Democratic candidates? Hillary Clinton? Didn't this country get dragged through the toilet enough with her brother? And what is their deal? Sometimes it seems like the two of them are a little too close, if you know what I mean. Like Ed Rooney said in Ferris Wheel's Day Off. So that's how it is in their family. Now, you know I'm voting Republican because I don't hate America, and I prefer to be under the control of responsible leaders. And thankfully, it looks like Governor Trump is going to be the candidate. But it's sad because the Bush family really should get another one of their great men in the Oval Office. But I'll tell you what, Jeb Bush, he really made an effing mess out of that in the debate, huh? He started saying, read my lips, no new taxes. And then Governor Trump jumped all over him and destroyed it. It was pretty epic seeing Jed flop, I'll tell you that. And I'm sure his son and his grandson were like, it looks like Grandpa won't get in the White House after all, right? It's gold stuff, right?
That is the dumbest. There were so many mistakes in there.
Name one.
Hillary Clinton, right?
Right.
How is she related to Bill Clinton?
She's his brother.
No, they're married.
What?
Yeah, Bill Clinton.
No way.
They're not brother and sister.
What? Oh.
And then you said.
I can change that.
Okay. Well, you should because it's.
Let me ink that.
And you said you called Donald Trump governor?
Yeah. He's governor of New York City, right?
He's not. Well, you wouldn't be governor of a city, but he's not governor of anything.
Oh, okay. Well, what else didn't you like, George Carlin?
Uh-huh. Well, it wasn't even. None of it was funny. It just seemed like.
I laughed a couple times. Uh-huh. Didn't you hear me?
It just seemed like a weird kind of like uninformed rant.
Oh, well, and, you said you didn't get it, right? Mm-hmm.
Well,
you never will get it.
Uh-huh.
It's not the kind of egghead humor that you do, all right?
Ron, I don't do like egghead humor either.
Sure you do. That heady stuff you and guys like Louie do, you know, it doesn't connect with the lunch pail Johnnies who listen to Big Brother Ron's Reel, the best show. That's
uh-huh.
for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you're going to talk all about Big Brother Ron's Reel, the best show, which upsets me to no end.
Why?
That you do a show that is pretty much aping this show.
No, I don't. It's my own thing.
Yeah. Reel, the best show. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh. But Ron, from what I saw in the podcast listings and the ratings for the last few months, the fourth quarter, doesn't seem like what you're doing on your show is connecting with anybody at this point.
You saw my ratings?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, man. You really took a dip there, didn't you, Ron?
Yeah, look, it's not going so good right now, okay? I'll tell you one thing, man. I'm heading to where Kiss was when they made Music from the Elder. And where you've been for the last 13 years.
Uh-huh. Oh,
no, it's not pretty.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's nice. That for you to. That's not. We're doing great over here.
That's not what I can uh-huh. tell, you know. But look, you know, it's all going to be great because I know you've been hoping for this day ever since I launched Big Brother Ron's Reel, the Big Show.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So this is what I've been hoping for?
Yes, yeah.
That you're what? You're going to finally stop doing it?
What? What, are you crazy? No way, baby brother. You are going to join Big Brother Ron's crazy crew.
There is no way I'm going to join your show, Ron.
Look, let's face facts, okay? My show has way more of an edge than yours. I mean, no offense, but your show has all the danger of a mouse peeing on a cotton ball. I've actually started putting up stickers all over Newbridge that say that.
Yeah. Oh, that's you?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I was wondering who was putting those stickers up.
Oh, my God, I have to. I mean, it's pod war out there, man. It's like I'm the General Rommel of podcasting. I've actually been putting up stickers that say that, too.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I've seen those stickers as well. It's it's a pretty stupid sticker, no offense.
What?
It's of a tank.
Yes.
That's got headphones, that's wearing headphones.
Yes.
And talking into a Shure SM58.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it commands respect.
You think that sticker commands respect?
I know it does.
Uh-huh.
And I'll tell you something else.
What?
No offense again, but my show has juice. It's like your show is like a child's juice box on reverse steroids.
And I've seen that on a sticker, too.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm putting those up.
Yeah, how many stickers are you making?
I got like 10 more that I didn't even mention. They're all about you, though.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, you're making stickers about, you're slamming me with stickers.
Yeah, it's a total sticker slam.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, I see these stickers in men's rooms, and
I put them on the base of toilets.
You put them on the base of toilets.
What are you doing looking down there, my friend?
Well, you also put them very high on the wall. Also,
I do, yeah.
So they can't be scraped down.
Yeah, I'm a high wall sticker.
Uh-huh, and a toilet base sticker.
I am, yes.
You don't do anything in the middle.
Nope.
No.
Little high, little low. Anywhere the wind blows.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's
a great man who wrote that line. Uh-huh. Yep.
And you probably, do you think that he was singing about sticker placement?
I'm sure he was, yeah.
on Bohemian Rhapsody?
Yeah, Scaramouche. That's where's he from? He's from Zanzibar. That's Zanzibarian for stickers.
Scaramouche.
He was saying stickers.
Uh-huh.
Where you do the fandango.
Uh-huh.
His only friends were stickers as a child.
Freddie
That's
Mercury.
Documented.
Was only friends with stickers?
His only friends were stickers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And so then he met the other guys in Queen?
He did, yeah. Well, he was born with that thick mustache.
Well, he grew that mustache.
What?
Yeah.
That seems weird.
What seems weird? That a baby doesn't have a thick mustache? How's
now
that
you,
not?
Now that you say it, it sounds implausible coming out of your mouth, but it also makes a little sense. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, look, here's something else.
What?
Why you should be absorbed into my show?
Yeah.
I've had way cooler people on my show in the last year than you have.
Uh-huh. Like, who have you had on your show?
Ooh, off the top of my head, Harvey Levin, The Situation, Scott Stapp. Chris Brown, Martin Shkreli, Peter Criss, Ann Coulter, who else? Lance Armstrong, Joran van der Sloot, George Zimmerman, Papa John Schnatter, Walter Palmer, Karl Rove Jr., Matt Drudge, Merle Allen, to name just a couple.
Uh-huh. Well, that's a pretty terrible crew you just listed there.
No.
Yeah.
No. I'll tell you what.
Who is Walter Palmer?
Are you kidding me? Only the coolest dentist in Minnesota.
Oh, is he the guy that shot the lion?
He liberated that lion.
From Earth.
From the jungle.
Oh, yeah. And existence.
I don't know about that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, I'll
tell you one thing, though.
What?
I can't wait to get you, Jim, and Don together on the air. It's going to be so cool.
Uh-huh. Jim and Don. Who are Jim and Don?
Jim Florentine and Don Jameson. Why?
The guys from That Metal Show.
Oh, they're from more than that. They each have their own individual comedy careers.
Sure.
Yeah. But, you could learn a lot from them.
Uh-huh. Well, like, what could I learn from Jim Florentine or Don Jameson?
Well, how to tell an Ozzy Osbourne joke, for one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Jim does the best Ozzy jokes.
Uh-huh. Well, I didn't know Jim Florentine did Ozzy Osbourne jokes. Can I guess how one might go?
Sure.
Uh-huh. Jim Florentine doing an Ozzy joke would probably go something like, why did Ozzy cross the road?
Why?
Because he was trying to catch the crazy train.
Hold on here.
What?
Are you with Jim right now?
No, that was me.
No, you just put him on the phone, right?
No, it was Ron, that was me.
Oh my God, you're good. Whoa. Hey, can you do anyone else?
Yeah, I guess I could. I don't know. Who else can I do? Jimmy Fallon?
Yeah, do that.
Oh, hey, it's awesome. Oh, it's so cool. Ah, so great. This show's so awesome.
My God.
What?
I'll tell you, man. Had I known that you were this generation's John Biner, I'd never have tried to kill you all those times when you were sleeping as a kid.
Wait. You tried to kill me?
Man, I can't wait for you to host Big Brother Ron's Dunce Ditch. That's going to be cool, too.
What is Big Brother Ron's, what is it?
Dunce Ditch.
Dunce Ditch.
Yes, yeah.
What is Big Brother Ron's Dunce Ditch?
Well, it's a portion of the show where you announce who is an enemy of the show. And then you do impressions, you know, like the ones you just did, of these people, you know, making fun of them without anything resembling mercy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and super cruel.
Uh-huh. So, who is in the dunce ditch?
Oh, off the top of my head? Patton Oswalt, Julie Klausner, Damian Abraham, Ben Gibbard, John Worster, Dave Windorf. Who else? Nathan Fielder, Adam Resnick, Kurt Brownaller. Who else? Molly Shannon, Sharon Horgan, John Spencer. Who else? Paul Scheer, Jake Fuglenoost.
Uh-huh.
To name just one.
Yeah, well, every one of those people are people I'm friends with.
Oh, well, yeah. I'll tell you one thing.
And a lot of them have been on the show.
Oh, Well, you need to decide where your bread is buttered.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, on the friend side or on the family side.
Okay.
And as the saying goes, family bread is way thicker than friend bread. Family bread is like hard motor oil in bread form.
Family bread.
You never heard that?
I've never heard that family bread is like hard.
It's way thicker.
Uh-huh.
Than friend bread.
Uh-huh. And that it's also like hard motor oil?
In bread form, yes.
Oh, I've never heard anything even resembling that as any sort of saying.
Oh, it's out there. I think it's in the Bible, too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You know, I've been thinking of what we can call the show now that you're going to be involved. I wrote this down. I think it looks pretty good. See what you think of this. Big Brother Ron's Reel the Best Show featuring Blob, the human garbage can.
Uh-huh. Okay. Let me take a wild stab in the dark here.
Step up to that batter's box.
Yeah, okay. I'm in the batter's box. Now I'm going to take a swing.
Okay, here comes that pitch.
Yeah, and I'm going to guess that I'm Blob.
That's correct.
Uh-huh. Okay.
That's a single.
Okay, well, what is this? It was the human garbage can, though. The human garbage can?
Well, listeners will send in weird things for you to eat, and you eat them. Like, fetid swimsuits, tired old hamburgers, rusty glass.
Uh-huh. Okay. You know? Glass.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to eat anything. Somebody sends in glass, I'm supposed to eat it. And the other thing is it's a podcast, so nobody's even going to see me do it.
Well, you didn't let me get to the human garbage can cam yet.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. People pay extra to watch you devour their sick trash.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Hey, Ron?
Yeah. Yes, little one?
Uh-huh. Well, don't call me that.
Why?
I don't like it.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ron, can I ask you something?
Sure.
There's something I've wanted to ask.
Okay.
On New Year's Day, it was hard to tell because you were wearing long-sleeved shirts.
Yeah.
Did you get a tattoo?
No, you dingle dip.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
I got 7 tattoos.
You got 7 tattoos.
Yes. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that cool?
Oh, Ron, you're like 55.
So, my role model Sonny Barger was getting tattoos like in his 60s.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. And what are the tattoos, Ron?
Well, they all have incredible personal importance to me that I need the world to take notice of and in turn be fascinated by.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I actually tweeted a photo of the one on my back today.
Okay.
Yeah, do you know my handle?
My
Twitter handle.
Your Twitter. What is it?
It's @ Big Bro Ron Brings the Pain.
Okay.
Big Bro, B-R-O, uh-huh. Ron Brings the Pain.
Hold on. Okay, there it is. There's a picture of you with your arms around two, like, bikini women. It looks like it's at, like, a car show or something.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, pretty hot, right? They were way into me.
Yeah, I'm sure they were way in. You can actually see in the photo the other people online waiting to get their picture taken next with it. How long were you with them? 10 seconds?
No. Like 14.
14.
Yeah, yeah.
So they quickly...
But they smiled at me like they didn't smile at any of the other dudes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was at the car show?
It was, yeah.
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 Yeah, well...
I bought them snow cones, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did they want them?
Mr. Snow Cone Man. Did they want them?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, that's so Ron.
Isn't it?
Yeah, as yeah. I've said my whole life.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
My ink's pretty sick, isn't it?
Huh. Wait, where? Oh, my God. There it is. Oh, my God.
Yes.
It's like a... I guess I'll describe it because we're on the radio. It's like a really hairy dragon.
Hey! That's my back hair. I can't help that. And it's not a dragon. It's a rabid wolf with a serpent's tail.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So a wolf with a serpent's tail. Okay. What's that written around it? I can't make those words out.
Oh, it's totally tribal, bro.
Uh-huh. What? Tribal.
Yeah.
Yeah. What tribe is it?
Vietnam tribe.
What's that?
Vietnam tribe?
The Vietnam tribe.
Yeah.
That's the dumbest way you could put...
How would you say it?
How would I say?
Yeah.
I guess it's lettering. It's like... I'm not sure what language that is.
It's Vietnamese.
Okay.
Yeah.
Vietnam... But don't call it the Vietnam tribe.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, note to self.
Okay. So that's yeah. what... That's... What you have written is written in Vietnamese?
Yeah, yeah. I went to that new tattoo place in the Teensy Da Nang section of South Newbridge.
Uh-huh.
And I told the guy to write, I am the bringer of all wars, the master of the masses, because basically that's what I am in life. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he wrote that in Vietnamese.
Sure. Hey, Ron.
Yeah?
I'm looking at the Friends of Tom chat that we have going, and a couple of people are also checking your tattoo out, and they're saying that that's not actually what it says.
Wait, what? What are they saying?
It says, they're saying that it says, "Behold the fat, uneducated pig."
What? Wait,
that's not all. It's, behold. Behold the fat, uneducated pig. He bathes in his own excrement. He thinks the world awaits his every utterance, but really everyone laughs behind his fat, hairy back. Oh my God. What do you do?
Oh, I am going to murder those jagoffs.
Uh-huh. Well, Ron, I just had to censor all of that. I got to say I'm very disappointed that you would say something that offensive.
Oh, please. Those don't listen to your POS show.
Uh-huh. Well, regardless of whether they listen or not, I'm not going to have that kind of vitriol on the best show. Right?
Can't believe those guys did that to me. Oh, furious.
Hey, where are you right now, Ron?
What?
Where are you?
Oh, I'm at that brand new subterranean discount glass store, the glass hole.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm really running up a tab. I'm so angry.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, man, those Vietnamese tattoo artists, they seemed so into it when I was there, when he was doing the job.
Yeah.
And I couldn't understand what the three of them were saying to each other, but they were having the best time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, can I guess what they were doing while you were being tattooed?
Sure, yeah.
Uh-huh. They were kind of like, your idea of them having the best time, were they laughing?
They were, yeah. They're having just a blast.
Mm-hmm. Could you see any of them exchanging, like, what you would call, like, a knowing wink or nod?
Yes. Yeah, they had the TV on, and it was one of those game shows, and I assume that they knew the answers, so they were like nodding at each other, yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, doing little winks and stuff.
Yeah, did you? So when you were sitting there, was it
right?
You didn't happen to catch a glimpse of any of them behind your back, did you?
I did, yes.
Uh-huh. And I can guess maybe. They were
pointing,
yeah, and also copying your movement.
Yes, which I've heard in Vietnam is the sincerest showing of respect.
Uh-huh. The sincerest showing of respect.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what you've heard.
Yes, it was on MASH.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, you know, they were goofing on you straight up. Wrong.
Man, well, I'll tell you, if what you said is true, what your listener said is true that they wrote,
yeah,
I just thank God I didn't put the sealant on yet.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what's that?
I didn't put the sealant on yet.
What did you mean by sealant?
Well, when you get a tattoo, you put the sealant on it, and then it's permanent. But until you do that, it's not permanent. Uh-huh, you can shower it off.
Yeah, well, that's not how tattoos work at all, Ron.
Do you know how my fist works?
Why is that? Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that is actually the second time somebody said that to me in the last 2 weeks.
What, do you know how my fist works?
Mm-hmm.
I love that saying.
Is it?
I want to say it more.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's actually on a similar track. It's like my hero Sonny Barger always says.
Uh-huh. Wait. Where's all this Sonny Barger stuff coming from? It's like, you really hold Sonny Barger up as a hero? The former head of Hell's Angels?
Yes, yeah. I mean, well, he got stuff done.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he got as much stuff done as my other hero.
Who's that?
Whitey Bulger?
Whitey Bulger, the Boston mob kingpin.
Yeah.
Like, what? I have no idea what on earth he could have done. He's a straight-up psychopath. What he could have done to make him a hero of yours?
Well, you'll get a crash course on all of that when the Barger Bulger Bard sets sail.
Wait, what? What is that?
The Barger Bulger Bulge. The Barger Bulger Barge. Why?
The Barger Bulger Barge.
Yes, the Barger Bulger Barge.
What is the Barger?
Sounds exciting, doesn't it?
What is the Barger Bulger Barge?
Well, you know how everyone is having these cruises now? You know, like rock bands have them, and comedians and authors and things like that, they have those cruises?
Yeah.
Well, I'm doing the same thing, but my cruise combines my two greatest influences.
Yeah.
West Coast motorcycle hoodlums.
Okay.
And New England mobsters.
Uh-huh.
And it's on a barge. You know, it's not a hoity-toity cruise ship.
Yeah. Well, that sounds just so insanely dangerous on, like, every imaginable level.
Oh, no way, man. These guys are all cool.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Wait, you actually know these people?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Who do you think's helping me steal Freddie Mercury's onesie from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this weekend?
Uh-huh. Okay, hold on a second. You're moving way too fast here. Okay. Well, I wouldn't brag about that, Ron.
No, I thought when you move fast, it means you're... Oh, wait, maybe you're right.
Uh-huh.
Oh, crap.
Yeah. I'm still wrapping my head around the Barger Bulger Barge.
Okay.
So you gotta excuse me that... I'm...
Oh, did you fart?
Stop it. Then I'm having a hard time processing. Oh, I started smoking.
You know, you can't do that on my show.
Can't what?
You can't F on my show. That's for sure.
Okay.
For damn sure.
All right, Ron. You said you're going to steal Freddie Mercury's onesie?
That is correct, yes.
From the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
That's correct.
Uh-huh.
I'm really sad now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just thinking about how he left us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm better now, though.
Oh, good, good.
Now, you seem to think that it's weird.
That you would do this?
Yes, yeah. Well, look... It's no secret that I need some help getting out of these pod doldrums.
Yeah, your show is flat lining now.
Ratings aren't great, yeah, so I need more power, right?
Uh-huh.
The kind of power that can only come from a rock superstar's jester's leotard.
Wait, so you think if you wear Freddie Mercury's leotard, you're going to get Freddie Mercury's power?
Yeah, yeah. When I don that onesie, I will, in effect, become Mr. Fahrenheit. I can't wait till we steal that bad boy on Sunday night when the Hall of Fame closes.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah. Ron, this sounds ridiculously dangerous.
Oh, don't worry about me. I got those Irish chowder heads on a short leash, believe me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
What?
Oh my God, do you hear that?
What is that?
It's Vietnamese folk music.
Uh-huh.
Oh no.
Yeah.
I guess the guys from the tattoo shop must have heard me speaking ill of them.
Yeah.
I can't believe they listened to your POS show, man.
Well, I don't know what's going on with the music or what that they're playing.
Oh, no.
Hey, what? What is that?
Oh, my God. That's Bostonian folk music.
That's the mighty, mighty Bostones.
Oh, no. They must have heard me call them chowderheads. They hate that. It's like he's not even singing.
But it's double tracked.
It is, but he's talking.
So he actually did a second take of that.
He must have. Now who's singing this part?
It's very full sounding.
And, it is.
And thin at the same time. What's going on there, Ron?
I'll tell you what's going on. I'm sorry, I was distracted by the production on this thing. But it's just the concept of it. Oh, wait, what's this now?
And that bass playing is so busy.
He's talking again, but it's sort of melodic, right?
Someone else is singing behind him.
I think you're right.
But the singer isn't.
Yes, no, and there's a guitar power slide. These guys cover a lot of bases, man. Well, look, besides the point.
Yeah?
We are in the midst of a classic Boston Mob / Vietnamese tattoo shop tag team rub-out.
Well, Ron, I hope you'll be careful at least.
Look, this is your big brother here, Tommy, all right?
Yeah?
If anyone can talk their way out of this, it's your big brother, Ron,
oh,
all right?
Oh, that does not sound
now,
good.
Now, sit back and listen to Genius in Action.
No, don't, Ron.
All right,
leave.
Here we go.
Run.
You ready?
Run, Ron, run.
All right. Oh, they're turning it down. Oh, here we go. Oh, I see them.
Yeah.
There they are. What's up, my dudes? Listen, I just want to say
Ron? Oh, my God. Oh, no. I think he's gone. Thanks again for listening to Best Show Best. And I want to thank Martin DeGrell for supervising the episodes of Best Show Best. And, of course, much thanks to Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Martine Celis, Brendan McDonald, AP Mike, of course, John Worster, who else? Marcia Neumeier, and yeah, you, the Best Show listener. Thank you. And if you like this, check out the full show every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. to midnight at thebestshow.net and support the Best Show, patreon.com/thebestshow. Thanks so much for listening. Goodbye.